Hello, world of internet. We are back. We are the Battling Jesters. My name is Jesse.
And this is Ed.
And we are coming to you live. Well, we're not actually live. We're going to talk about bands we do not like. I'm going to kick it over to Ed. I'm going to let him start.
Number one band that I do not like, and everyone hates me for it, is Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
I'm sorry. I don't like them musically. Them personally, they're valiant efforts for fighting Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. Wonderful thing.
Beautiful.
But even Jeremy as a song is so goddamn annoying.
You want to hear me covering Jeremy?
Everyone can sing.
You want to hear me covering Even Flow?
It's just about right. I mean, he's just... his voice is the most annoying voice to me in the world, and you can just trace him from him to Scott Stapp from Creed.
Oh, yeah, Scott
to,
Stapp.
To Nickelback, to Stained, to... I mean, there's all these bands that just use the bottom jaw singing that is just annoying.
It's... Now, I do like a little bit of Pearl Jam.
Everyone says they do.
Well, I do. I mean, and really... I didn't like them at first, and I still really don't like them. Like Jeremy, Daughter, Even Flow, I don't like any of those songs. I don't like any of the really old stuff. They have a couple new songs. There was one called Just Breathe that they put out a couple years ago, and he really sounded like he was singing. It's a real depressing song, and you know.
My favorite Pearl Jam song is with Cypress Hill, and they never sing. So it's awesome.
There you go.
Be Real and Sendog are singing over top of it. It's called, I believe, it's either I Love You, Mary Jane,
figures.
Or their other one. It's on the Judgment Day soundtrack. That was just amazing. Pearl Jam and Cypress Hill is like, okay, fine. This is whatever.
Pearl Jam, Shmurl Jam. It's whatever. I mean, a lot of people don't like them. A lot of people do. I know a lot of people would... Want to whoop me for saying it. I really don't like them either. I won't say that I hate them. I like Better Man. I mean, it's a pretty song.
Better Man.
I mean, it's the same Pearl Jam thing that they always did. So, Pearl Jam, okay. Well, we can agree on not liking them for the most part. I was trying to think about it during the week. I was trying to think about bands that I didn't like. And the thing with me is there are a lot of bands that I don't like. And I want to start with R.E.M.
Shiny Happy People?
Can't stand R.E.M. However, Losing My Religion is one of my favorite songs in the 80s, period.
Everybody Hurts is still one of my favorite songs just because it's so depressing.
Can't stand it. End of the World as We Know It, one of my least favorite songs.
Because nobody knows the lyrics really anyways.
Well, it's an annoying...
It's the end.
Exactly. It's an annoying song. So I want to say that I don't like R.E.M. because I don't, but there's
that... frequency, Kenneth?
That song's okay. That's the only other song of theirs that I can listen to without turning off the radio. Ask Tom Brokaw about that one. But there's a lot of bands that are like that I really don't like most of their music. But then they'll have one song that I really love. And so I was like, are there really bands that I really... And then there's bands that they have songs that I really hate, like Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yep.
That's the worst song that's ever been recorded.
It's amazing.
But I can't say that I hate them because that's one of the two songs that I've ever heard from them. So it's like, maybe I would like them. But that song is so bad, I couldn't even listen to them.
I like Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's
so
hilarious.
It's a great movie. Terrible song.
No, the song's great, too.
Terrible song.
Just like Presidents of the United States, Peaches. It's
great
it's
song.
It's hilarious.
Great song. So, go back to you. Band you hate.
Well, I mean, for bands of hatred, there is probably lots. Obviously, Nickelback. I go down those lists of bands.
Nickelback
is clearly up there. I don't know how and why they make more than, like, downloads, more than 10 million downloads and purchases of albums.
All the songs sound the same. People like familiarity.
the one band, I'm trying to remember the name of the band, where he says, I stand alone.
Godsmack.
Same
three beats.
First album alone is the most hilarious thing ever. He stands alone, but he tells people to get back.
Two different albums, man.
Well, it's the same thing.
Two different albums.
Sounds the same to me. It's the whole horrible.
Most of their stuff does. Well, no.
Another band that I despise.
I don't think Sully, I love their music. I don't think Sully is a very good writer, and you can tell by his rhyming pattern being the same. The first album, he has three songs that have the same rhyme to them. And then, like, on that,
I'm
on that,
the one who's so far away.
That's a great song. Come
no,
on.
No, no. It's of, Stupid Heroin.
Of all their songs.
Stupid Heroin songs are Stupid Heroin songs.
What about Bad Religion?
Bad Religion?
Get back.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, that's fine.
It's
no, I mean, to each their own. And
Godsmack is horrible.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because I just remembered and forgot. Oh, well, with the next album, they have Straight Out of Line and Realign. Like, can we have this, you know? The band right now that I hate with all of the hatred in my body is called Boba Flex.
Yep. I totally understand.
Now, being from Columbus, I had heard of Boba Flex before they got popular. They're not from Columbus. They are from West Virginia.
Yeah, but they...
They play the Al Rosa. They play the Al Rosa. They used to play it, I'd probably say, every month until they got famous. I've met the two guys, the two brothers that are the main figures. They're douchebags. They're assholes. Anybody who's ever met them would agree with me. A lot of people like their music. I can't do it. I've seen them live, I want to say, 4 times. They were headliners each time. And I just... It's not catchy. It's not creative. There's not... I mean, they play the political gimmick a lot. They try to be like, you know, political people, and that's one way to sell records. Just ask Green Day. But then, like... They have this one hit that came out, like, last year. It's called Bury Me With My Guns On. And just... it's so bad. Why does it get... Bury Me With My Guns On... So then when I get to the other side, I can show them what it means to die. Except awesome. For that, they're already dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a dumb song, and most of the songs I've heard from them are pretty dumb, but they took Bad to another level. They covered Sound of Silence.
And made it, tried to make it like
rock.
Rap metal?
Yeah, and Sound of Silence has been covered before, and I've heard it covered. There's a band called Nevermore who covered it, and it was a metal version, and it was pretty good. They changed it a little, but they kept the creepy spookiness of that song, because that's a creepy song. It's a crazy, creepy, demented song, and Boba Flex took it, and they just made it ugly. And I only heard it once. I have never heard it on the radio because I really don't listen to the radio a lot
anymore.
You're
hoping it actually just turns silent instead of Sound of Silence.
Yeah, it's like, here's Boba Flex, Sound of Silence. Creaky, creaky. Like, okay, there's nothing there. Thank God. But no, they actually covered it. I listened to it once through just to say that I did. It's awful. So that's a band that I can honestly say that there are no songs that I like by.
I know I was at a concert. I don't even remember which concert it was. I know it was up at the... I want to say the Newport, but I know I'm wrong. It's the LC, formerly known as the LC.
Right.
And it was outdoor concert, and they were the first band up, and me and my friend...
I think it's currently known as the LC, formerly known as something else, but go ahead.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever it was.
Formerly known as Promo West.
Promo West, there we go.
Basically, me and my friends were sitting there. We watched, like, one song. We looked at each other and said, you know... We can get cheaper beer at the bar, Fat Eddie's right there.
Fat Eddie's.
We're going to go over to there and just
Fat
drink.
Eddie's. How many times have they changed their name since then?
I have no
idea. I forgot that's what their name was. No, because they became House of Crave.
Yep.
They were something in between Fat Eddie's and House of Crave. Then they
the basement's
became,
always been the basement.
Right, but then
the
Fat Eddie's
above.
Became something else, became House of Crave. Now it's A&R Music Bar.
Yeah.
Still sucks. Go on.
I think
on,
it was
who
Fat
was
Eddie's at the time.
Who was the band?
It was Boba Flex. And we
oh,
sat
it was
there,
Boba Flex?
We sat there and listened to like one or two songs. We looked at each other
it's
and said,
just not catchy.
Let's just go because we can get right back into the concert, go drink cheap beer, and sit up there and we can hear when it's about to end
right.
and go over when it's over with.
Right. I'll have to agree with that. You got any other bands you really don't like?
there's plenty of bands that I really
just throw one at me, and I'll and we'll.
I just have to think of them off the top of my head because it's. All right. Well, I just unfortunately this one is off the top of my head. I have no paperwork with me. I didn't do any research this whole week long like I should have.
Me neither.
Because I think we're just this week we were like so happy with how well it sounded last time that we decided. Yeah.
I really think our last news podcast was really good.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I was really listening to it, and I was laughing hard. So, and that's good because I don't always laugh at the things I say hearing them the second time around, but that time I was rolling.
But, let's see here. I mean, I already brought up Godsmack.
I can give you one that's that I can think of right now if you'd like. J. Roddy Walston and The Business. I don't know if you've
heard. No idea.
All right. They're a CD101 band. Big love to CD101. Best music station in Columbus, without a doubt. They do their own thing. You're looking at me. Okay, I was going
to
say.
I don't listen to the radio.
That's fine.
I have Sirius radio in my car, and I'm always usually on talk channels because music sucks.
For the most part.
No.
J. Roddy Walston and The Business, they had a song called Used to Did. And this guy has the worst voice ever. I heard it the first time, and he goes, I used to did, I used to. And I'm like, what did I just listen? Was that? Wait. And I like looked it up, and I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to this again to make sure I wasn't like sleeping when I heard this song. Listen to it again, heard it again. It was horrendous. So with that in mind, I went to CD101. They had their big Side A and Side B shows. And Side A, my sister, I got tickets for my sister because Kasabian was headlining. That's her favorite band. They're all right for me. There were two other bands that I liked that were there. One of them was Of Monsters and Men, who were fantastic. Who was the other one? I don't know. There was a lot of Shock Top that day with Throwing the Sod with my other buddy, Eddie, my sister's boyfriend. But they were the headliner, and we got there halfway through their set, and as if they could get worse. Oh, Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos, great band, demented as fuck. As if J. Roddy Walston could be worse than what they were on the radio, they were worse live. His voice, as bad as it is on the radio, is 10 times worse live. It's amazing how much worse you can sound. And, of course, you know, you take all the production and all the backing vocals out, and, of course, you're going to sound worse. They were terrible. The music honestly sounded like, I mean, in some of their album, because I always listen to an album if I want to criticize a band. Even if I don't like it, I will listen to the album just so I can know. Just so I can say, oh, maybe there was a good song, or no, there wasn't. And there was one that was okay. It's called Don't Break the Needle. But it's still a very annoying voice. And then he screams in some of them, and he's like, But they were just so bad. And I was like, more Shock Top, please.
More alcohol to get me through this.
And I'm not even, like, that heavy of a drinker. But, I mean, I had to, so.
Man. I mean, there's so many bands that have, I might say, overrated at this point. Like
Green Day.
I actually have liked pretty much where Green Day has evolved to.
You think so?
I. You can't call them punk rock.
No, and that is the problem I have with them, because they still try to be.
No, they're not.
They're not.
They're not punk rock, and I don't think they've claimed punk rock since Dookie. I think Dookie, they didn't even claim punk rock.
The end of their punk rock days was Good Riddance Time of Your Life. And when they released that song, they even said, this is the most punk rock thing we've ever done, is release a song that doesn't sound like punk rock. Yeah. And I was like, no, now you're sold out.
Yeah.
That's not punk to sell out. Sorry.
So, but what they've gone and done, I mean, I really liked the albums up throughout the times that they've come out with now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they are a little presumptuous and pretentious.
Incredibly pretentious.
With their belief of, let's make this a rock opera that wasn't a rock opera to begin with. But
American Idiot.
Yeah. But to each their own, hey, and they made money off of it, so fuck, they must win.
Too much money.
So I can't knock them. I can't knock the hustle.
Well, I mean, you're knocking Nickelback, aren't you?
And I knock them because they suck.
But they're doing the same hustle.
They're doing it a different hustle.
Yeah, but they're still
their
hustling.
Their music sucks.
They're still hustling.
Their music has always sucked.
They're still hustling. All right, I want to do a blanket topic, rap music, hip-hop music.
I got the perfect counter for what you're about to bring up.
Well, what I'm saying is, it seems to me that, and we touched on this last week, hip-hop back in the day, you were saying something. Hip-hop these days, you're not saying anything.
It's no longer hip-hop, it's rap.
It's like, well, it's... And I noticed this at high school. When I was in high school, it stopped being about what you were saying, and it started being inventing dances.
Yeah.
It was like, we need one catchy hook, and we'll create a dance around one good looped hook.
Yep.
And it was like Laffy Taffy and
Superman.
Yeah. And well, that was a bit later, but
still.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the point. It's not this is a talented rapper. It's not the beats, it's not the flow. It's just we have this one catchy hook and we'll create a whole thing around it. Mm-hmm. And at that same time, Outkast came out with this tremendous album, Speakerbox Love Below. That's a phenomenal album.
Absolutely.
Like it or not, phenomenal album.
That album is one of the greatest rap hip-hop albums ever, and that's because clearly the two guys cannot get along with each other anymore.
No.
And that's where you could see it in the album itself.
Yes.
And yet they still somehow were able to come together
and
to
beautiful.
Make the album.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's like every time I hear something, basically what I'm hearing is the whole Drake, Chris Brown, T-Pain thing, the over auto-tune, the overcompensating for no vocals, basically people talking and then having a pitch shifter, you know, choose where their music is going. Then I'm hearing the exact same phrase being repeated over and over again.
To rhyme with?
Well, just being repeated because that's the hook. Like there's a Nicki Minaj song where it's the same bees in the trap, and it's just repeated. She's not even saying anything on the chorus. She's just repeating the same thing, and it doesn't even sound like it. It sounds like somebody cut and pasted. And if your music sounds like cut and paste, that's a problem. Your music should sound like it flows, especially if you want to be hip hop or rap.
Okay,
you have to have a flow. You cannot cut and paste this garbage.
So. You were going to bring up Lil Wayne, I know.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't going to bring up Lil Wayne?
I've not listened to but three or four Lil Wayne songs ever. He is creative, for the most part.
My huge argument is he is one of the few rappers that has had a rap song turned into a rock song.
Well, he made a whole rock album.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one that made his song into a rock song.
Right.
Framing Hanley.
Oh, you mean that Lollipop?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Framingham
is terrible,
that
too.
That made that song last a year straight.
I know.
You can hear it in the hip-hop version,
or
and then
you hear
it into the rock version.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's one of the few. Then, I mean, you've got Ice-T that's had one of his songs, or not Ice-T, Ice Cube,
Fuck
Wicked.
Dying. Oh, Wicked. Oh, yes, the
corn
cover.
Into a rock version.
That is so good.
Yeah, but so,
And you know that was Chino, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, from Deftones.
Okay.
And the bagpipes were played by Jonathan Davis.
Yeah. The one and only.
Yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, yeah, I totally get where you're getting from hip-hop. It's not hip-hop, though.
No.
You got to make that distinction.
You're right.
There's rap music, and then there's hip-hop music. There's
right.
still hip-hop music being made.
There is.
It's just so far underground, it's impossible to find.
Yeah.
So you have to know of these bands like Common, mm-hmm. and then go, oh, who's this? Or Talib Kweli. And go, oh, well, then who are these people? And where could... Like, they're making albums, making CDs with these people, or... I hear him in a hook on this song with somebody else. Who's this other person?
Right, which is the one thing, another thing that I'll knock. Most rappers are only famous because of that, because one rapper has, and Lil Wayne, and I'll give him credit, he's been around for a long time.
Well, he's a son of the Birdman, so he's
exactly.
not even, he got credit from his dad making a little bit of money and making his own record
Very
industry.
Little.
But he made his own record industry and or a record company, and that's where all the money comes from.
Do you remember the celebrity death match with was it Birdman and Master P, and then Lil
mm-hmm.
who's Master P's son?
Lil P?
Whoever Master P's son. It was Birdman and Master P, and then whoever Master P's, I think it's like Lil Zane or one of those Lils
yeah.
that were around when Lil Bow Wow came out. and
all the littles,
and then Lil and Lil Wayne came out and they fought each. It was Celebrity Deathmatch, one of the greatest shows of all time.
It was amazing.
What was I saying? Oh, Lil Wayne, he does his thing. I really can't knock him, whether I like his music or not. But I would say a large percentage of the hip-hop artists that are around right now got their start from being on either a Lil Wayne or a Jay-Z track. Like Ja Rule. Ja Rule was nobody till he did that Jay-Z track.
Actually, he was doing stuff with P. Diddy before that.
And so. P. Diddy, those three. Those three brought in a lot of artists.
What about Eminem? What about Dr. Dre? What about Snoop Dogg?
What I'm saying is the artists nowadays.
I'm sorry, I'm still going to say Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Dr. Dre is making albums right now, bringing out new artists every other year.
He is, but he's not really making his own albums as much.
Well, he just came out with the Doctor.
That's his first album he's come out since when?
2001, but that's because he makes all the beats.
It's
for
different.
Everybody.
My point is, it's not that. I mean, I can understand that, and I can understand hip hop producers finding other hip hop artists, but hip hop artists featuring people who have no talent, and then because they're on that one song.
What,
no,
you mean like Eminem and 50 Cent?
That's a good comparison.
I mean, and yet 50 Cent is pretty much, yes, he's the king of the hook.
Oh,
50
yeah.
Cent is the king of the hook because that's what he does.
He's done.
He's not done.
He was done after his second album.
He's still not done. No, he's still making money. Done. His whole G-Unit squad and everything else is making
the guys
lots
on G-Unit, in my opinion, the guys on G-Unit are way better than 50 Cent. My opinion.
Wow.
Young Buck and Lloyd. Those two guys are. I
Lloyd
like them.
Banks is better than 50.
I would rather. Okay, maybe not better. Young Buck is better. Young Buck's the one that I like. I'd rather listen to Lloyd Banks than 50. My point is, if you look back at like early Lil Wayne songs, there are a lot of people who are now famous that are only ever even got recognition because they did a 30-second piece on a Lil Wayne song.
And that's how Snoop Dogg got famous in the first place, was he did a with Dr. Dre.
That's how Ice Cube got famous. He did that.
That's how all rappers get famous.
That's the problem. It doesn't work anymore.
It still does. That's how it works.
You put bad rappers with bad rappers, and you get worse rappers, okay? It doesn't work anymore. That's why rap music is going straight down the shitter.
Yeah, it's not going down the shitter. It's just that's one section of it that's going to be the pop music, which sucks. Which, that's there we go. We can talk about pop music and how most of the people in pop music suck because they don't make their own stuff.
Right.
That's the hip-hop artists.
There's
they don't
the
make
one.
Music. Those guys are probably ghostwritten.
Oh, I'm
for.
Sure. I'm so. Sure. God, if I see their names in a track, I won't believe it. The worst album, the worst artist of all time. I'm glad you said pop, or else I probably wouldn't have thought about it. The worst artist of all time, history of all time. Would you say Pearl Jam?
It's mine.
The worst. No, you'll agree with me here. Kesha.
I don't even know Kesha that well, so I can't say.
Kesha is the. And there's nobody in the world who can disagree with me unless you're a drunk 19-year-old. Worst artist in the world. Now, I'm not even going to go into why. She's another one with the cut and paste, the auto-tune. Her songs basically take her vocals and they go...
What about I whip my hair back and forth, Mrs. Smith?
Man, she's like 10 years old, isn't she?
Something like that.
So there's still hope for her.
Not really. She's a Smith kid.
When she made that song, I was like, no, Will Smith, why did you do that to your daughter?
Because that's what
you know it was his idea.
Actually, I bet it was actually the mom's
probably,
idea.
Yeah, it probably was Jada's idea. Didn't they break up?
I don't remember which one he's married to now. I know he was married to two super hot, fine women at one time.
He was Jada Pinkett Smith.
There was two of them, though. It was Jada, right. And then there was another one at the same time. And he's got like 9 kids with the two of them, so...
Well, Jada's kids are great, I mean, but they're dressing up like he used to dress up and singing like he used to sing.
Yeah. He's got the new Fresh Prince coming out.
Who, his son?
One of his sons is dressing up like the Fresh Prince and doing actually covered parents just don't understand.
That's a good song.
It's hilarious when you think about, and he's got his parents.
And it's his dad who's footing the bill.
He's got his dad and his mom in the video as the parents when they're beating up the kid with the Porsche when he takes the parents' Porsche.
That's awesome. I'm just going to echo that again. Kesha is the worst ever. All of her songs are about drugs. Every song, either drugs or hooking up.
I hate Elvis Presley.
They're bad. I mean, it's all either. It's bad. I don't know. When that one song, her first hit, came out, and I'm just not going to talk about it. She's the worst ever. If you disagree with me, man up, nut up, and post a comment about it, and I will come to your house with a baseball bat and redirect your brain into
how many people want to kick some ass.
That's a great song. And Stroke 9 has a lot of good songs, and that's the only one anyone's ever heard other than Little Black Backpack. So
it's just the greatest part of that movie. Did you say so and so?
Okay, throws the book, drop kick, drop elbow.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to go look up stuff.
You need to look up Stroke 9. How are we looking on time?
Yeah, we're about 28 minutes in.
All right. So tell me some bands. Tell me something that you hate.
Well, Billy Ray Cyrus. It would probably be worse than Keisha.
What about, you mean Miley Cyrus?
I would go with Billy Ray first.
Okay.
I mean, Miley at least sometimes writes her songs.
You think so?
Yeah, but I don't think
that's
Billy
why they're
Ray,
so bad.
Yeah, but I don't think Billy Ray had any clue what how to write.
I can't imagine, because he's as dumb as the character on the TV show is. Yeah. If not dumber, that's like smart Billy Ray.
Like the smart Billy Ray is what you get on the History Channel on "This is the History of Rednecks." How you doing? I'm Billy Ray Cyrus.
So do you ever watch that redneck comedy stuff? Did they ever invite him out?
On to which? Like,
just to do something? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay. I just figured they should pay some homage to the king of rednecks and mullets. So.
Well, then you got to bring Yammer Yager out.
And with that in mind, stay tuned for our next discussion. Our next pod will be about hockey, right?
Yep.
Because we've been meaning to talk about hockey for a couple weeks now, and we haven't done it. So with music, I'm not going to name new bands. I really wanted to talk about old bands that we didn't like, because the way music is going these days, the screamo thing is popular, the emo Fall Out Boy stuff is popular.
And we're just not in that scene.
I can't stand Fall Out Boy because that's...
We're not in the skinny jean...
Nope. Emo hair.
Rock music scene.
So. Kanye West glasses. I mean, we're not LeBron James glasses. We're not into that stuff.
I love Kanye West. I think he's an awesome artist.
He's innovative.
I think his beats are dope. Like, what's his face says?
The big fat white guy. No. Said the beats are dope.
I just want
the mental imagery.
And Z's Azaris. Just going, and you know, and Z's Azaris.
The beats are dope.
The comedian, he says that. He's like talking to Kanye in his house. Kanye's listening to his own stuff.
He's like, Kanye, when are you going to put me on your album, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Kanye, when are you... Aziz, when are you going to put me on your album? Yeah. That's
these beats
funny
are
skit.
Dope.
Aziz, stop calling me.
And Aziz is like, that'd be like me listening to my own comedy album going, these jokes are dope.
Big props to Aziz. Yeah.
He is
funny as the night is dark.
He's one of the new comedians that I really respect.
Agreed.
That's a topic that we should talk about as
comedians.
Yeah,
okay.
Sometime.
Next week, not next week, 2 weeks from now, comedians.
Yep.
Comedy.
All right, so that...
Bad music, man. I mean, country stars are singing about the same stuff. Can't really
talk
about
them.
They've
always been doing it, though, the same thing. What do you get when you play a country song backwards?
Are you really about to sing some Rascal Flatts?
No. What do you get when you play a country song backwards?
Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Shields is about to sing Rascal Flatts.
You get your dog back.
That's a Rascal Flatts song.
You get your house back.
You get your wife back. You get your family back.
And you're not an alcoholic anymore. I didn't know that was a Rascal Flatts song. That was a straight-up joke that's been around since, like, 1975.
Yeah. That's why they made a song about it. The one dog I have on country music is a lot of them are making it more into pop because of the whole Taylor Swift phenomenon. Garth Brooks, well...
He was the one that started it.
Yep, you're right. Nope, Garth Brooks and what's the one girl?
I can't remember.
Leanne Rimes.
Yeah, well, Leanne Rimes, and there's also the other one that was super hot that was from Canada. that I can't think of her name.
I don't listen to country music.
I wish I could remember.
Leanne Rimes is hot. Carrie Underwood?
No, it was.
She's not from Canada, but she's dating Mike Fisher. So.
It was another female country singer at the same time as Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
That wasn't married to anybody.
Trisha Yearwood?
No. I can't think of the name, and it'll come to me later. It doesn't matter.
It's country music. It doesn't matter.
She doesn't write their lyrics, and they just read off stuff. So you get no emotion from it.
And I want to drop one more genre. This whole dubstep thing.
What is that?
It's, okay, you remember what a dial-up modem sounds like?
I understand. Actually, I really do understand dubstep. It's just stupid fast techno music that's horrible.
Well, it starts out as stupid fast techno music, and then it turns into what happens if you drop techno music in a blender. Then it happens to what happens if you take those blended remains and drop them in a garbage disposal, and then dial up your AOL.
Then you need to listen to Atari Teenage Riot, because Atari Teenage Riot was doing that back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
They were awesome.
It might have been awesome back then.
It was amazing 8-bit. Awesome, it was amazing 8-bit sound.
Hey, speaking of 8-bit bands, have you ever listened to Horse the Band?
I don't think I've listened to Horse the Band.
That's another topic for another day. Yeah. They're not terrible, but they don't play. They were called Mario Rock because they put the 8-bit keyboards in their songs.
It nice.
It was good stuff. Yeah. That's all we got. We're going to stop talking about music. If you like what you heard, share us, like us, whatever.
If you don't like us, share us anyways.
Yeah, tell your friends about how bad we are and let them come diss us, because if you have hate, that means you have followers. Like I said, our next podcast will be about sports, so if you don't give a darn about our music, then come give some darns about our sports. We like talking hockey, so it might be a really long episode. With that in mind, my name's Jesse.
And this is Ed again.
We are the Battling Jesters. We'll see you next week.
Have a great night.
Ba-dum-tsh. So what you do is you take a dial-up modem and you stick it in a blender, drop it in a garbage disposal, and you take whatever's mixed out of that garbage disposal, and then you go out to the garage and you get some screws and some nuts and bolts.
Really?
And then you take your smoothie. And you, what you do is you use that to lubricate some robots, and then you let those robots have vicious anal sex.
I figured you was going to go with the enema here, but
so it was the AOL dial-up modem dropped in a blender, dropped in a garbage disposal, mixed with nuts and bolts, lubed up on robot dicks to make vicious anal sex. You don't really have to have anybody singing, but that's the sound.
All right, that's good to know. Thanks.
That's step.